God's people. It's not only in our nation, it's around the world.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the living God. Today is another day that the Lord has allowed the believers, and this is Brother Willie Hunter, KSK Radio Station, and we thank God. We give God the glory, give God the praise for all the things that he has done for us. And you know, my beloved, tonight we come, we got a man sound the alarm, David.
All right, I'm set up now here at the between the main columns of the Sugarland City Hall. I'm going to have to make my way in here between some children that are playing.
Okay, take your time. It's live.
Family sitting up here. Okay, we are at the Sugarland City Hall, and there are children and families all through the square, the plaza here, around the fountain, even up on the stairs and the entrance to City Hall, Sugarland. This is the seat of government, and the storm clouds are all around us, but it's beautiful where we are. It's just beautiful weather, cool, no rain here at the moment, and I just believe this is God's design, you know, for people to gather with their children and congregate.
Amen.
And rejoice in his design. So we're going to sound the shofar tonight with the love of Jesus Christ in our hearts. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just call on your love in this place. We thank you for your love that's in the heart of these children and their families. And we want now, God, to honor you, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor and all the praise. Lord God, fill our hearts with your love, I pray. In about 30 seconds, Willie, I'll be set up and begin to sound.
Okay. And to my other person, oh, you boy, we want you to listen because we're going to have you to sing later, okay? It's live radio, so don't even worry about it. We're giving God the glory. We're giving God all the praise that he is. Because he's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He is a awesome. Yes. Yeah. Praise God. You know, God is good. He's good.
Willie.
Okay, you got a word for the people? You got a word to say?
Brother Willie, I'm going to share the seventh commandment tonight. In the same time that Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving the directions for the Jubilee freedom and the Jubilee verse, he received the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
We're going to be reading the Ten Commandments, beginning with the Tenth Commandment to the first, and tonight is the Seventh Commandment. We began with the Tenth. Tonight is the Seventh Commandment that we will read. A couple weeks ago, we sounded over the Liberty Bell of the United States of America, and into the Liberty Bell is cast the Jubilee verse, Leviticus 25:10, which says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land, unto all the inhabitants thereof." 50 years ago, Martin Luther King led this nation against a great evil called segregation that was approved by the United States Supreme Court, indoctrinated into America with laws throughout our land, laws that killed people, laws that dehumanized children, and America tolerated it. But one man stood up, and some freedom riders stood up with him, and they were beaten and arrested repeatedly. Black pastors and white pastors alike told Martin to shut up. "Martin, you're rocking the boat." Martin went to Birmingham. Bull Connor turned loose the water hoses and the dogs and the mace and the nightsticks against Martin and his followers for praying for marching on City Hall. And something turned in America's heart at that time. America decided for itself, because God turned the heart, opened the eyes of America to a great evil. And immediately, Martin was invited to Washington, where he made a great speech almost exactly 50 years ago. Then those politicians scampered and scrambled and signed something called the Civil Rights Act that should have been passed. It should never have been necessary. But it only was because of the faithfulness of one man. And God works through the faithfulness of the few. You understand? God works through the faithfulness of the few at the Red Sea with Gideon, with David, with all the battles, with Jerusalem surrounded. If God waited till it was impossible, and that's where we are today in our land, in this world. We are bankrupt financially, morally, spiritually. We have been led to a place we don't want to go by people we do not know. And yet this is the very time, these are the very circumstances in which God operates. And there are a few faithful today, there are a few faithful sounding the trumpets of God's truth in their preaching, in their teaching, in their prophecy, in their prayers, desperately asking God to turn his wrath from a nation that deserves it so richly. And so tonight, Father God, we remember your commandments that were given to us. We remember the sound of the trumpet on Mount Sinai. We remember the smoking, shaking mountain, Lord God, that caused your people to stand afar off and to beg Moses, "Please don't let God talk directly to us." God told Moses that these fearful things were given to men, that this fear of him was given to men that they might not sin. It is the fear of God, it is repentance of the heart that brings men back into the fellowship with their Creator. So tonight I'm going to close my comments with the seventh commandment. It is a commandment that applies to the two great evils of our day, abortion and perversion. I share with you now from the Word of God, Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. "Thou shalt not commit adultery."
Ooh.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. My God, my God. Go ahead, my brother. Tell the truth, tell the truth.
Is that to me? Ahead, is that to me, Brother Willie?
Yes, that's you. I know it.
You tell the truth. Here's the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ
that's
is
right.
The risen truth. Jesus Christ is the forever truth. Jesus Christ was the truth in the very beginning. Jesus Christ was the truth before the beginning. Oh, my
yeah.
God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Jesus Christ is the source of all life. He is the source of all goodness. He is the source of all compassion. He is the source of all mercy. His death on the cross is the foundation of the forgiveness of the world. His resurrection from the grave is the power to be renewed, the power to be restored, the power to be forgiven all of our sins and to be made perfect in the likeness of a perfect God, and prepared and qualified to enter heaven for eternity and to share the home of Jesus Christ.
My God.
Jesus Christ is the truth.
Yes, he is. Praise him. Praise him, brother. Praise him. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. My God. Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Woo, praise his name. Praise his name. Nobody but the Hallelujah.
Say Baruch Atah Adonai. You can just bless the name of the Lord, the Adonai.
Adonai.
Eloheinu. He is the God, God with us. He, oh my goodness. And Melech HaOlam. He is the King of the universe. He is the King. He is a risen, eternal, loving King. Well,
Amen.
Brother Willie, just to talk about the days that we're in, we celebrated Wednesday evening the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Rosh Hashanah is the day of really the primary day for sounding the shofar in the synagogue. We celebrated by the city halls, Houston, Texas. We read the 10th commandment. And I remembered on that occasion, as I looked out over the fountain there, that it was exactly 4 years ago that you and I met at the Rosh Hashanah celebration there at City Hall. We had 9 shofars in formation. Now, that was
exactly
4 years ago. 4 is a completion. We are in a time of completion. As anybody that's tuned into the Lord these days will know, we're in a time of completion. And so we remembered that Wednesday evening. We remembered that you came up that evening, and the next day you actually rode 3 shofars around the loop around Houston, blowing the shofars around this city. This is a fallen sinful city. Our mayor is a lesbian who leads the gay parade every year. She's also the leading abortionist in this city. She cut the ribbon to the biggest abortion clinic in America right here in Houston. In the year 2010, Mayor Parker cut that ribbon. That was actually after we had that first gathering at the fountain at City Hall of Houston. So we're in a very
Amen.
Exciting time. 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. By the way, Rosh Hashanah is also known as Yom Teruah, or the Day of the Trumpet, the Day of the Blast. You have to understand, it represents creation. It is the first of the religious calendar of Israel. It is the first of Tishrei. So it is the beginning. It actually commemorates the creation of the world, the first day of creation. And so it's very significant in biblical terms. 10 days later, in Leviticus 23, it calls in 10 days later, after repenting and meditating and just telling God all that you can remember that you've done, which is a scratch on the surface of what you've really done, when you just spend those 10 days giving those things to God, and then we have Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which is the 10th of Tishrei, and this will be this coming Friday at sunset, we'll begin Yom Kippur. And on that evening, I hope to be at the City Hall of Houston again, and we'll read the first commandment that God gave Moses on Mount Sinai. So that's the cycle that we're in right now. We preached abortion in Austin in July, in that nationally televised debate in Austin, where a piece of pro-life legislation was passed, and there was a clash of the principalities like never before, and the people, the pro-death crowd was chanting Hail Satan, and they were dancing Hail Satan, and the truth of what abortion is all about came through loud and clear right in Austin, Texas, under the portrait of Ann Richards, former Governor Ann Richards, who was behind Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade began in Texas with the assistance of a young alcoholic divorcee named Ann Richards, then to become the governor of Texas, and her daughter now is the president of Planned Parenthood. This woman, her portrait hangs over the rotunda of the Capitol building in Austin. And it was there in July that the shofar sounded. Five shofars without coordination, without arrangement. We learned, and it's on YouTube, we've actually documented it, that five different shofars, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, preceded the final victorious vote, the pro-life vote. Now, we won't have victory until abortion is absolutely, out of our system and out of our lives and out of our churches and, out of our consciousness as we begin to grieve the 60 million Americans that have lost their lives to this great evil. Now, understand, that was in July, and that was 40 years ago. Remember, 1973 was Roe v. Wade, 40 years ago. Now, 10 years ago, in the year 2003, there was another landmark Supreme Court case called Lawrence v. Texas. And there are a couple of sodomites arranged with the Houston Police Department to get arrested. And that case went all the way to the Supreme Court, where they overthrew the sodomy laws of 50 states. That case was called Lawrence v. Texas. Now, look at that. 40 years ago, abortion. 10 years ago, perversion. Abortion and perversion. It's a two-headed giant monster that is tied at the shoulders. It's a two-headed monster, and its absolute purpose is from Satan, and the absolute reason for its existence is to oppose the design of God, which is one man and one woman created in his image for the purpose of blessing, for the purpose of multiplying, for the purpose of expanding the kingdom and glorifying the king. That was God's design. Abortion and perversion together work in diametric opposition to the purpose of God. There's where we are today. 50 years ago, Martin Luther King was used of God to open the eyes of America. 40 years ago, the Supreme Court slammed 50 states' protective laws of unborn children. 10 years ago, the Supreme Court slammed the laws of 50 states against sodomy. So here we are today celebrating police in the parade, police, fire departments, constables, sheriffs marching in these perversion parades, dedicating our resources, our tax dollars to having these celebrations. They don't even have enough money here in Texas for a Thanksgiving parade, but they sure spent everything they had back in June on a perversion parade. So here we are, and it seems impossible. 50 years ago, freedom, jubilee, proclaimed liberty throughout all the land, and to all the inhabitants thereof. That happened in 1963, exactly 50 years ago. 40 years ago, perversion or abortion. 10 years ago, perversion. So here we are today, Brother Willie. The earth is shaking. The world is shaking. Like that mountain at Sinai. Things are smoking. Trumpets are being heard. My trumpet and hundreds of thousands of trumpets around the world. Men and women picking up trumpets, sounding trumpets. Why? Well, that old enemy is, hasn't he won? He's bankrupted us. He's got us all marching on a happily to hell, taking our children to perversion parades. Hasn't the enemy won? Didn't he win in the garden? When he tricked Adam? When he tricked Eve? When he told them that they could be as knowledgeable as God? When he questioned God's word? When he lied to them? Okay, well, has he won? So the question today is, has he prevailed? Has he not prevailed? Are we not all doomed? Yes. But for God's grace. But for the grace of a living God that would send his son to die on a cross for wretches such as us. But for the love of God, all we had was wrath for us. All we have is the deserving of hell. Every one of us born in perdition and sentenced, condemned to hell. All under the wrath of God. And yet, God's original purpose was to love man, was to fellowship with man, and God would not be defeated. God would find a way that he would once again, he found a way that he could once again reconcile mankind to himself, that he might spend eternity with mankind, that mankind might have that eternal joy of spending every moment of eternity worshiping a God that cannot even be imagined, whose goodness cannot even be written about, whose completeness is beyond our wildest imagination. That God sent his son, his beloved son, to walk with us and to teach us and to heal us and to give us his word and his promise. And when he had to go, he promised us his spirit would come down and be with us until he returned. He promised he would not leave us nor forsake us. And then he went to a cross. He celebrated a Seder. He celebrated the last Passover with those that were closest to him. And from there he went to a garden and he prayed and he cried and he sweat drops of blood. And there he was arrested. And there he was falsely accused. And there he was tied and arrested and taken before the authorities. Now, you would have thought then it was over. You would have thought when he was on the cross it was over. When you thought when he died on that cross, you would have thought it was over. When they put him in the tomb, you would have thought it was over. When they rolled that stone, you would have thought it was over. 3 days later, you would have thought it was over. And yet on the first day of the week, on the day that represents creation, that stone rolled away. That Savior rose again. That resurrection power entered this earth, and it's here today. And the Spirit of God is moving. The Spirit of God says, no, that Satan is a loser and a liar. He's headed for the lake of fire. Do not follow him. Do not listen to him. Listen to my son. And so many people are. See, that's the difference between today and Sodom. In Sodom, there was not one. There was not two. There was. But today, there are 10 good men and women. There is a handful. There is a remnant that is on their faces praying desperately to a living God that they know is victorious and that they know is true to his word. He will not let his children be harmed. Do you understand? He will not let his children be harmed by the coming perversion. Yeah. He has sounded forth a trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. And there's a great harvest coming. We know that, Brother Willie. We know that we're in the day of a great harvest. There is a great harvest coming as God opens our eyes once again. As we enter this Jubilee time, as we enter this 50th year, I believe God is going to work such miracles. There's going to be such healing. There's going to be such repentance on the part of the entire world that so many are going to come and understand, oh, they're going to repent. They're going to say, oh, my God, what have we done? We have not listened to you. We have not been faithful to you. We deserve the fires of hell. Help us, Father God. Help us that we not spend eternity in the fires of hell. God will open their eyes to the fear of the Lord. The fear of God will fill this world. They will understand. Somehow God will show them. They will fear the living God like they should. And that old devil, he'll be exposed. And that darkness, it'll flee. Because when the light continues to shine, that darkness has nowhere to go but to flee. And that stinking devil, that liar, by the name of Jesus Christ, by the name of the Son of God, by the power of the resurrected King, that stinking liar is headed for the lake of fire. And that's where he'll spend eternity with those that want to follow him. And God's people, God's chosen, God's people, God's children will spend eternity with him.
Amen. Praise the living God. There is no way. Amen. There is no way but God's way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Brother David, you have something else. I know you've been pushing and pressing. You have something else to say?
Oh, Brother Willie, I just thank you for the opportunity to experience the Spirit tonight. I feel like the Spirit's been moving, and we just thank God for the opportunity to work together tonight, Lord, me and Brother Willie, and those that are listening. Lord, we just thank you that you've drawn us together and given us a common heart, Lord. And so we just recognize that you've done this. And we praise you, and we give you all the glory and all the honor. Brother Willie, I just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, Brother Willie, in putting this together. This has been such a joy to come on these evenings and just to be with you and to share the word of God, to share the hope that we have. So I just give a...
Amen. It's God's program, and I said to you, David, what I have of God, you have. What you have of God belongs to me. We have the righteousness of God to dwell in us. And I will say to you, I'm trying to locate all the people across America that you might know and I might know, because I want to have a prayer time. I want to do it Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, I'm going to try to be there with you that evening, Wednesday, so you can be live at City Hall. But I want to do it so that we can let the world know we are not asleep. We're watching. We're believing. We're waiting for that horn. We're waiting for it to make that sound. He said it was it, behold, I come, and I come quickly. And we want the people to know to get it right before he comes back. We pray and we ask God, God, don't let my brother, don't let my sister, don't let my auntie, my uncle, don't let my mother, brother, they're walking in sin. Help me to help them to walk out, Father. Help me to show them. Let my life be bright. Let my life be pure. Let my life be a life saved. Teach me, Father, to walk by faith and not by sight. Let me experience the fullness of your love. Let me walk as you said, Father. And Lord, I say to the listen tonight, the time has come. No more back seaters. People sit on the back seat, got the worst seat in town. Sit up on the front seat. Because well, you what Jesus wanna be. You can hear him better. Hallelujah. Brother David, you got something else you wanna say?
No, bro, I'll give someone else a chance.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to have you tomorrow night at the same time until this is over, and then you and I are going to sit down and talk about something else. I got a young man here on the phone with me. I think this is when I invited to sing. Are you ready, brother? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hallelujah.
Young man, are you there? Amen. Okay, I got your number here. I don't give it out to everybody. Go ahead and say something. Your last number is 5415. You got something to say?
Hello, Dr. Hunter.
Amen.
This is Dr. Newsom.
Hey, Newsom, well, praise God, man.
Yeah, you threw me a loop there when you was asking someone to sing. I said, I know you were talking to me. Glory to God. How you doing, Doctor?
I'm blessed. David? David?
Yeah, yes, Brother Roy, I'm still here.
I'd like you to meet this man on the radio station there. This is Dr. Newsom. He's already in Hebrew teaching. Y'all have a conversation together. David, meet Pastor Newsom. Pastor Newsom, meet David the chauffeur. Go ahead.
Hello, Brother David.
Yes, Pastor Newsom. Good evening.
Good evening. The Yahweh is good.
Ooh, boy. He's a mighty God. He's a good God. He's a mighty good God.
He's a mighty good God. There's no other God besides him.
Oh,
amen.
He is Elohim, the creator of the universe.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I like that horn. You did a wonderful job. I heard you blowing that shofar. You did a wonderful job, I tell you.
Yes.
Oh,
indeed.
It's a joy. Imagine a sound like that from a piece of old dead animal.
Oh, awesome.
You know what, though? Go ahead.
I tell you, God is doing some, I tell you, Yahweh is doing some wonderful things. He fulfills the desire of every living thing.
Tell me what's going on in your end.
Well, I tell you, the Lord is good. He's wonderful. He's still answering prayer. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I tell you, we have church members and our church family walking in divine health. He's releasing and giving us the desires of our hearts because we're being pliable in his hands. I tell you, his word is true. And what I've come to find out, Brother David, that the word will work if we work the word.
Yes, sir. We're going to see it. We're going to see healing like we've never seen before. We've seen some rumblings, but we're going to see things come apart at the seams, I believe.
Amen.
It's a greater glory on the way, isn't that right, Dr. Hunter?
It is indeed. You know, I got a young man here on the phone. I think this man you call him is supposed to sing tonight. Please, I think you're 7332. Is that you, brother? Are you supposed to sing? Go ahead, let's talk. Go ahead. We're live.
Maybe that young man needs to press number one. You see, you got to press number one on your keypad to get through to the host. So maybe the gentleman needs to be
I got him. I got his mic on. Go ahead and talk. You got a question number 7332? I'll give you last number of your cell. I won't give you the whole cell number. Well, let's go back to what we have here. I thank God for each one of you that are being on the radio station here. And what we're doing, we're trying to tell the world what about a God who's able, who sent his only son, that if we believe, we shall live.
Yes.
And one thing I love about what Monsieur's son said, he says, Jesus said in Luke chapter 22, verses 28, 29, and 30, and Jesus said, he said, as my Father gave me a kingdom, I'm going to give you a kingdom, that you might sit with me to judge the 12 tribes and the judge. I said, you mean you're going to do that for me? You're going to do that for nothing but me? Because what he did, the price he paid, I couldn't pay it. None of us could pay it.
Yes.
But he paid a
price.
That's
right.
He paid a price. He paid an ultimate price. Price that was so that all we could just bow down.
I'm calling for Dr. Hunter.
Yes. My hands to thee. But he's the only one. And I want to let y'all know today.
Christian Brown from God's Abundance.
I am in love with God.
Yeah.
Hey, young man, someone, are you ready to sing?
Yes,
hello.
Sir.
Are you ready to sing?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
There's a leak in this old building, and my soul has got to move. My soul has got to move. My soul has got to move. There's a leak in this old building, and my soul has got to move. I've got another home, a home God made for me.
Amen. I met that young man this morning at a church where the fire of God was moving. And I asked him, I challenged him. And he said, I'll come on the radio. And he kept his word. I thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got court calls on the line. You know what? Today is day. I will say this. I'm not ashamed.
Yes.
I'm not ashamed of the name Jesus Christ.
No.
I'm not ashamed because what he's done for me, he paid a price. And the Bible says, if we go into it, it says Jesus paid a price that we can't even talk about.
Yeah,
because
he's
running with God's purpose. And you know how God is so good? See, I'm not afraid. I told somebody else it's time to call the president. It's time to talk to, I'm going to have a meeting tomorrow with some people, but I want them to know the time has come. Playtime is over. You're either on God's side or you're on the other side. As that old man said, if you're on God's side, you're on the good side. But if you're on the devil's side, you missed it. Amen. And I want you to know while we're on the radio, we're gonna rock America. We're gonna get the fire of the Holy Ghost moving from all around. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
See, I've already got it set up on my radio station so we can come on at 12 o'clock. We're gonna start from on 7 o'clock in Georgia around time and Central time, so we can reach everybody, so we can have a prayer vigil. For 1 hour, nothing but prayer. People across the world calling for prayer because I want the people to know time is up. I'm tired of seeing people begging. We ain't got folks who say they love God ain't got no business begging.
No.
We ain't got to fall down before the government. God says, I am your keeper. I
protect
your back. Amen.
Amen. We are heirs to the kingdom. Yes, we are sons.
I don't want to get carried away. But has anybody got any words? Say, I got up to 9 o'clock to be on this radio station. Anybody got a prayer request? Or they want to say something? They want to pray? They want to tell us what God has done for? Let's do it. The time is yours. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, Lord.
I agree with what you said, Dr. Hunter. Our help comes from the Lord. David
right.
said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes
my
from
help.
The Lord which made heaven and earth. That's right. So,
praise
so the
Lord.
You're absolutely right. Our help comes from the Lord. Yahweh.
Amen. Yahweh.
Yeshua.
Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
And, we don't have anything to stress over.
No, no, no. And you know what I love about David? When David takes that horn and blows it, you can hear it across the world. It is so pure. Da-da-da-da.
It is.
I said, okay, all right, demons, get out of the way because, you know, but God loves us. And I love God. And you know what
Amen.
That was taken? Amen. I say constantly, mine eyes, as he said, were lifted. Mine eyes were lifted to the hill. From whence cometh my help? So, what does my help come from? Does it come from the government? Does it come from the job?
Oh,
no.
Sir.
My help comes from
Ooh.
The God who made the heaven and the earth.
Yes, yes,
right.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Hunt. You know, the scripture says
Amen.
That he opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. That's right. He satisfies
you know what?
The desire of every living thing. God opens his hand.
Amen. And you know, I got a lady that was on the radio station and prayed for me, and every prophecy she told me about the radio and the television. You know what? I don't care about looking at television like I used to. I don't care about listening to nothing but doing what God's word and reading and studying and praying because the time has come for us to put some things aside. God need us who are true shepherds, true warriors. Amen.
Amen. You don't have that much time to watch TV now. You're on 24/7, seems like, Dr. Hunt.
24. I know it. That's why I say but I was told the prophets began to pray for me and believe God. And I thank God for them praying for me all the time. You see, we live in a time where we've got to understand that there are people that don't believe as we believe. And when I say as we believe what God's word says. God says, I am he that was through Jesus Christ, and I'm alive forevermore.
Yes.
Amen? Let me ask this audience. We've got a whole lot of phones. Let me ask this audience. When we read Psalm 51, can you interpret it? If someone, you got your Bible out, prophet, apostle, do you have that Psalm 91? Because I want to share some with the people.
You said
God.
Psalm 91?
51.
Psalm 51. Okay, I got it.
Yes, sir. Read it, sir.
What verse?
Verse 1.
Okay. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
That's what I want us to hear. I acknowledge my sin. And when you look at that and read it in a fullness context, Jesus Christ was speaking about himself being. But it was about the man named who walked close with God, and God got his attention, and he was saying to God, he said, my sin is ever before me.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't sin, Father. I sin. I submit. I commit. I come to you. And I will say to the listening audience, God wants us to be united. That's why we read the book. And the book tells us, God says, he ascended high, and he sent back some gifts to men. He sent the prophet, he sent the apostle, he sent the fivefold minister. Not that we can be bigotious, are bigger than one, but God sent back the gifts. So we are applying the office of a gift that God has given us. And I want to say to you that here on the radio tonight, God loves you because from this day forward, has been saying every time it gets better, and it gets better.
That's
and
right.
And since then, let me, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody got a word to say? I got a question. Anybody got a word? Well, I guess
we got a song. It says, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is tramping out the vintage." And that song was written for the Civil War, during the Civil War. And there was a bell in Philadelphia that was in the Independence Hall where the Declaration of Independence had been signed. At a time when slavery was accepted and part of our nation, as our nation was founded, that was woven into it, that great evil. And that bell was a symbol. It had the Jubilee verse in it, that all men are to be free, proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all inhabitants thereof. That verse, that Leviticus 25:10 Jubilee verse, is cast into the Liberty Bell. And it was instrumental during the Civil War. It was an inspiration. Those words on that bell were used by the abolitionists of the day, and those words set this nation on its ear. The Supreme Court said in 1857 that slavery was acceptable. God said in 1864 or 65, whatever, after a bloody battle, he said, no, it's not acceptable. I told you it was not. God's word prevailed, and the Supreme Court said in 1896 that segregation was acceptable over the objections of the railroad company. And for decades, people were murdered and dehumanized, and children were dehumanized for decades. And America lived with that. That's what the Supreme Court said. And laws were passed to enforce it, and law enforcement enforced those unjust laws until one man stood up. I won't go over that again. But one man was brave enough to stand up, take a beating. Some freedom riders went with him, and everybody told him to shut up. He had to write him a letter from jail. Hey, you don't say something about it, well, it's part of it. And anyway, God turned America on its ear. Boy, that was 1963. And you all know how long ago 1963 was?
Boy,
how long ago was
1963
ago? From 2013?
40 years ago.
No, not quite. How many years was that? 50 years. Do you understand? That is the Jubilee verse on the Liberty Bell. It says, every 50 years you sound the trumpet throughout the sound of Israel. You sound the ram's horn trumpet throughout the land and proclaim liberty. The captives are set free. The land is restored to its original owners. It's basically God putting things back the way God intended. And so we are in a Jubilee time, a Jubilee year right now. And I just praise God for it. And all we're talking about right now is we're seeing the Spirit of God move. We're seeing the hand of God move. We're seeing trumpets come up. Young man, when you're singing that voice, let me tell you, you are a shofar. You are a trumpet. As you sing the praises, as we use our breath to inspire a piece of dead animal to a glorious sound, so God inspires each one of us with his spirit to sound to his glory. And that song that you sang, and bit of music that you produce, is a shofar, a trumpet blast of victory throughout this universe that is heard for everyone. God, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. For who you are. Thank you for your sound, King of Sound. You are a mighty God. You are a mighty King. And we're honored and blessed, privileged, Lord God, to be your servant. Thank you so much, Father God, for all that you are, all that you will do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And praise you all day long. Praise you.
There is no God like our God.
Ooh. That's right. Yeah.
And when I was reading the Bible, I walked over to and knocked the door on John chapter 17. And as I knocked on the door, Jesus said, Father, the hour has come. And he magnified what he was doing. He prayed for us. He left a prayer for us behind. He prayed that he would keep us. He said, those you gave me, I've lost none. Only one. And it was promised. He said, Father, we call him Holy Father. See, if we take notice of what Jesus set the example, Jesus never called him God. Only on the cross said, oh, my God, oh, my God. But on the earth realm, as he walked, he called him Father.
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 Yes.
Holy Father. Mm-hmm. Father. And we who are here have got to help some people understand that God is able.
Take over from Newsom. He's able. He's able. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. I tell you, he's been given all power in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
Amen. And before it's all over with, I tell you, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Yeshua is Lord.
Yeshua. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And Yeshua, I was looking that up. Yeshua, it means he will save.
He will save.
Let me go get
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Amen.
He will save.
Hello, you got it on the line. You're on the line. You want help? Hello.
Hey, Willie. How's everybody?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Amen.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
That's
God
good.
God is good.
Always.
You have a word for us?
Oh, just that nobody need to let Satan come into their life in any which way.
Woo!
Always think positive, optimistic, and to always denounce Satan for every vile and corrupt and evil thing that he stands for.
In Jesus' name, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God, amen.
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 Man.
See, one thing that we can say as we have an audience of listening, we've got to put the word out. You don't have to stomp it. You can walk right. But the enemy is always saying, the enemy's coming after, but I've already told the devil, he's a lie. You can't do something what God has already done for me. All he can do is just sit back and be quiet. And I'm telling everyone on the radio station, please understand, this is not a play game. This is our year. It's like fire, fire, fire.
Yeah.
Shut up in my bones. And for me to be quiet now, I can't be quiet no more. I try to be, but I can't. But I can't no more. I just can't be quiet no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah!
It's not time to quiet. We are risen with the Lord. We are new creatures in Him. No longer does our flesh live, but Christ lives in us. We have more power in the fingernail on our pinky than all the demons of hell. That old stinking loser, that liar, that Lucifer, he has been defeated. When Jesus died and rose again, that settled the question for all time. Death loses and life prevails. That's who that loser is, and he's headed for the lake of fire. He has no place in here. All we got to do is stand up and say the name of Jesus, and that old stinker's going to flee
in other words,
the power of the truth and the light.
He's like an elementary
glory
devil.
To God.
Amen.
Woo! I tell you, Dr. Hunter, it is so awesome to be justified by faith. And have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Yeshua.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Justified. We're justified. It's just as if we've never sinned. It's good to have a clean slate.
Yes, it never happened.
We're covered, glory
as
to
I
God.
I try to tell people every time I come to meet somebody, I try to tell them one thing that makes us alive. It's the word of God.
Yeah,
The word of God. And you
Amen.
Know, when you read the Bible, you read John chapter 1, and the word was God.
Yes.
We all know it. But later on it says, and the word became flesh. Now here's what I take notes of. And the WRD that you can write down, and the WRD that we can write down became flesh. My
yeah.
God.
My
it
God.
Came flesh. He
my
took
God,
on ears. I always said like this. He took on ears. He took on fingers. He took on the three layers of skin. He did it.
Yeah.
Because he was still a, the word became flesh. And
became
the
flesh.
Bible says, became flesh and walked among us. That's
yeah.
what gets me excited. That's what gets
yeah.
me excited.
Mm-hmm.
And all we got to do is say hallelujah.
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 I'm putting the word out to everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want
hallelujah.
Everybody to know this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come Tuesday at 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we're going to be on the radio station because I already got to qualify for 3 hours. We want people to start praying for America. We need
to
pray.
On Tuesday, look at this. Look
sir?
At this. On Tuesday and Wednesday, there's a lot going on in our capital city, and it's interesting that you've picked that date. I want you to tell me again what the times and the so I can get in concert with the prayer that's going to be going on. But I want to just something jumps up in my spirit. I got to share on September 11th on 9/11. Remember now, we're in the 10-day period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Well, and during that 10-day period, so much has happened last night, yesterday. But look what happens on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 10th and 11th of September. On the 11th of September, there's a million Muslims marching in Washington. And I haven't researched. I don't know why a million Muslims will be marching in Washington on the anniversary of 9/11, but they are. And I'm not sure what their purpose is. But then there's 2 million bikers going to Washington, D.C., to confront them, to face them. And so these 2 million bikers from all over the country are going there, and then there's also a lot of law enforcement started by a peace officer in Philadelphia, the home of the Liberty Bell and the home of Independence Hall. Anyway, he started this thing where he's got a bunch of law enforcement marching into Washington to demand a return to the Constitution. And they're going to be armed. They're going to have their sidearms, their uniforms on. So there's a whole lot of lawmen that are marching into Washington, D.C. On the 11th of September as well for the purpose of demanding a return to our Constitution, the principles that our forefathers laid out for this nation that are being torn down in this day with this darkness, all these bad rulings and communistic tendencies that seem to be, Okay, so that all, and then look at that conflict between the powers and the principalities that are meeting in our nation's capital between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Look at that. And so then you come in on Tuesday. We're already praying for, there's a wilderness prophet named Alan Hoyle. We're praying for him on Tuesday and Wednesday as he goes in with his band of street preachers and declares the word of God untarnished, unvarnished, and uncovered. They're going to be preaching the word of God. I'm already praying for him. Now I'm going to be praying for you, Brother Willie. And I want you to reiterate what this prayer is and how it's going to be timed. But I just want you to know the timing
okay,
of what you're doing and how it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to send everybody on the line an email tonight and let them know what I'm looking for. I've asked God for. And we need to reach the policeman. We need to meet everybody that's a Christian in America. The time has come for us to stand up. The prayer time is going to be 11 o'clock from the eastern side through the entire world. But I want to know we're going to get in America. Because right now, we're on the brink of a nuclear disaster.
Yes, yes.
And if we can't pray our way out, we are... And Satan is already released. As a young man said some time ago, he said, in Turkey, remember the earthquake? Remember Pakistan, the earthquake? Remember Japan? The demons have been released from hell. And that's why we see so much that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Wow.
Here we are. And one of the richest nations supposed to be. And we are borrowing money from a non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray.
we have been serving to a government in Saudi Arabia for decades and decades, and now this business about going into Syria and getting involved in the self-destruction of Israel's enemies right now in Syria, and in Egypt and in Libya and Tunisia and so on. All these nations of Islam are self-destructing around Israel. Now look here now our government, I'm talking about the Congress and the Senate and the White House and all the forces behind them, the forces of hell right now that are influencing our nation and our leaders, okay, are clamoring for us to be involved. And so we just got to be aware that, and this is, because we're talking about this being a jubilee time, an impossible time, a bank, but yes, but then it coincides perfectly with the global picture of God's timepiece, which is Israel. What we're seeing going on over there, it's big, it's huge, Brother Willie, and we are watching it happen. We are watching it unfold
right
step by step the way that God said it would.
It's happening. And I met another preacher who's been out there to a great revival, and he called me yesterday with joy in his heart, Ricky Bradshaw. He was saying, Brother Hunter, he said, you just don't know. We talking about the Azusa Street movement. He said it's already started.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But Brother Willie, in 2010, my 13-year-old son almost died. He wrote his will. He had a real rare disease, and it was a miracle how he got healed. But he's 100% healed right now. I know the shofar was blowing around that Texas Children's, and this is miracles and miracles and miracles. That was in 2010. Well, the day I picked my son up from the hospital, I got a call from Darlene Shadwick. She's a prophetess. And I rendezvoused with her, even though I didn't want to. And Darlene Shadwick had something for me. And she, when I had my son in the seat, and he had lost 20 pounds. Anyway, she gave me two daytimers. She had two daytimers, a green one and a red one. And she offered them to my son first. He took the red one. She gave me the green one. Now, I opened up the green one, and there's a $100 bill. Now, Darlene Shadwick is poor as a church mouse. I'm sorry, but she cleans houses. She smelled like Lysol. And I looked at this, and I said, Darlene, don't you know what this means? She said, no, David, I was cleaning the house this morning, and God told me to give you a $100 bill. Now, that's crazy for Darlene Shadwick to give me now a $100 bill. It just, you know, it's crazy. But she did, out of faithfulness, and I immediately knew what that $100 bill was. And I know what date that was, August 17th of 2010, which, by the way, is when Azusa Street started resurging. That 100-year prophecy was made in 1910, and in 2010, I got this $100 bill, and I've seen healing going on since then, big time. And Bishop Clark fit into this like a glove and a hand in a glove, and he is leading those 39 women from Houston to Dallas in the year 2012, and then he passed between Shavuot and Passover. I mean, his passing was absolutely timed biblically with the Leviticus 23. And anyway, I don't want to digress, but you have to understand that the 100-year prophecy, we are in it. We are in the 100-year prophecy went along this line. It said something like, within about 100 years, God will accomplish in Houston, Texas, what God intended. Now, understand that Willie Seymour came through Houston. We had a great healing revival in Houston in 1905. Willie Seymour was here. It was studying under Charles Parham. The Parham and them, the Apostolic Faith Mission, they commissioned Brother Willie, and he went out to Azusa Street. And then he received the gift of tongues out there, and he didn't even have it until he got there. And then he just faithfully went where God wanted him. And all of a sudden, all heaven broke loose at 312 Azusa Street, and the fire department would come out because the fire was, you know, would be reported above the building. They'd get out there, there'd be no fire. Men were receiving new arms and lost in industrial accidents, new eyeballs. Cancer patients that were gasping for their last breath would get up and dance, and the cancer sores would just fall away. We had a Jesus Christ healing revival from the year 1906 to 1909 and a half. Three and a half years of absolute Jesus healing miracles in Azusa Street. And then came the Azusa Street prophecy of 1910. Darlene gave me this $100 bill in the year 2010, and here's what I knew that it meant when she handed it to me. I said, Darlene, don't you know what this means? No, and the Lord told me. I said, Darlene, this means two things. Number one, it's a double jubilee. $100 bill. It's a double jubilee. And number two, this is the 100-year prophecy of Azusa Street. So we're in it. We're in the middle of it. God is uncorking it. The Holy Spirit's beginning to move. Trumpets are sounding all over. But we're having this fellowship now, rejoicing in it. God is so good.
He is.
Yes, Woo. He is. And I know it. Amen. And you know one thing I want to say to all of us while we sit on there? I want y'all to know the time has come. We can do it. I say we, inclusive. From Georgia to Florida to Tennessee, all the way up to New Hampshire, all the way across Chicago, all the way across the place, all the way around to all the way California, Mexico, to Texas, Louisiana, back. We can engulf this entire state with the fire of the Holy Spirit. The one who's left in the earth room for all of us right now. And we know we got a fight on our hands. And I want to, but see, the fight is not mine. It's the Lord. I just want to make myself available for him. And I don't learn to stop fighting the devil. The devil ain't got no power. Ain't got but a conversation. Amen. Ain't got but a conversation. Don't give him any time. Let him come on. Come on. You got a best shot. Take your best shot. Whoop. You just hit the blood.
Look who's standing here with me.
But, you know, to hear the testimony that you said about your son, it blesses somebody. Prophetess, are you there? Praise the living God. You know, today has been a great day in my life.
Yes.
I thank God I went to a church this morning. I obeyed God. And I kept praying and praying about it. I want to go back to the church. And my Lord says, he said, I want you to go on to do something. I went to this church. It was a church called Abundant Life. Not too far from where I live. I walked in and went to sit down with a lady that knew me. She belonged to that church. And all of a sudden, I watched God do something. Do something. And God had me to speak life in the young person's life. I'm not bragging. I thank God. A young man, God said he loved me. He loved mathematics. He loved to do a lot of math. I didn't know, but I obeyed God. And God said, you said, yeah, I do. And God said to me, he said, yeah, lay your hands on it because this is my preaching. Young man, 7 years old. Can you imagine how God is doing what he's doing? Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
He's doing it. It's up to us. It is up to us, me and you. We are leaders. It's time for us to take the horn and take the head off that bull and keep his eyes blinded so he can't see. Amen. Anybody got a word they want to say? We got. I can't do it all, but I need your help. I need your prayers. I need your love. I need you to keep me in your prayers. I keep you in my prayer. We're going to stay because I got a word. The Lord says he is love. That's all he says. He is love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I heard a strange voice. Prophetess, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Hunter. God bless everyone.
Well, praise the Lord. Just in that Hallelujah.
Well, I was just enjoying the conversation, and I'm still stuck on when you said, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and Word was with God. And then you dropped down to the 14th verse, and you said, and the Word became flesh. And that got me to thinking, you know, the Word became flesh. And that's the same as you and I, you know, and everyone that was spoken to us. We was predestined even before we was in our mother's womb.
Yes.
And I just love how God just keep on amazing us and wooing us and drawing us closer and letting us see the transformation of the of being transformed, you know, into his image, into his likeness, you know, so he can get us prepared to be transfigured. You know, so I just bless the Lord, and that's what I was hearing even when you spoke that word tonight. The Word became flesh, you know.
Yes.
And that's the same as you and I. You know, we became flesh. You know, God spoke us into existence. So, and
yes,
we were in the Word. We were in the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. You know, so I just bless the Lord. So, but that's all I wanted to say. God bless everybody.
Amen. Seeing that you've had a busy day today, you had your voice.
Yes, sir, I have. Yes, sir, I have.
Now you can't get your voice. We need your voice. Amen.
To God be the, oh, I'll have some hot tea and I'll be ready to go in the morning.
Well, yeah. Well, let me say this to the listening audience. Dr. Newsom, you got something to say? Dr. Newsom?
Therefore, by the offense of one judgment came upon all men when Adam messed up to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. So I'm just grateful. By one man, sin entered in, but by the obedience of Yeshua, we have eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
We have eternal
Amen.
Life. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. That's Adam. But by the obedience of Yeshua, Jesus, shall many be made righteous. And I'm so grateful for that.
Glory. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so grateful for that. God gave us a way out.
He gave us a way out. Well, you know one of the
things. He gave
us
a way out.
Go ahead. One of the
I'm glad he gave us a way out of hell.
He gave us a way out of hell. He gave us a way out of being broke. He gave us a way out of wearing ragged clothes. He gave us a way out of having nappy hair. He gave us a way to be fed. He gave us a way
to
have what we have. Because he wanted. Now you think about it. The Bible says men ate angels' bread. Men.
Oh, that's right. Mammon, that's right.
Now, think about it. What if God give us some angel bread and it's sour? Everybody going to say they done missed it. They done missed the boat. Praise the living God. Well, you know
amen.
What? I'm going to get this. Amen. Prophetess, you got another word. Take us out with prayer. Take us out with prayer.
Amen. Heavenly Father, gracious one, we just lift your name up on high, Father. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. God, we thank you for every word that was spoken on this radio program tonight, Father, that it would transform somebody's heart tonight, Father God, that it would bring them into that place, Father God, of being sold out to you, Father. Father God, you paid the ultimate price, Father. You sent your son, Father God, that we may live, Father God. And I thank you for that abundant life that you have promised each and every one of us, Father. And Father God, we just bless you for it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, continue to strengthen us, continue to guide us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You said, my people, which were called by your name, would humble themselves, seek your face, turn from their wicked ways, Father God, repent. You shall hear from heaven, you shall heal the land, God. God, let us be in that place, Father God, that we will say kneel down, bow down to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, you called us, Father, to restore the land, Father God, to bring reconciliation back to you, Father God. God, we thank you that you are God, that you nor ever sleep nor slumber. So, Father God, give us the spirit to be busy, just like bees, you know, like ants, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just bless you for it right now, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. Continue to show us, continue to lead us, Father God, to those lost ones, Father, but continue to strengthen us, Father God, as you send us out, God. You told us to go out and make disciples, Father God. And God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we begin to disciple the land like never before, God. It's such a great hunger, such a great thirst, Father God. You said it would be a famine in the land, Father God, not for food nor for hunger, God, but for the word, God. God, let us get your word out there in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I just thank you for doing it right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, to the listening audience, Father God, and even to the ones, Father God, that's on the panel tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, continue to lead and guide them and strengthen them, Father God. Father God, You said in your word, Father God, that you will cause our storehouse to be full, Father God. God, I ask, and I just pray for a releasing on this line tonight, Father God. You know the needs of each and every one of your people, Father God. And God, I just thank you right now, God, for pouring them out a blessing, Father God, that they won't have room enough to receive, God. And we just bless you for it right now. Increase, God, increase. Increase in your wisdom. Increase in your knowledge and your understanding, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We look to the hills with come of our help. Our help, our help. It comes from you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are the author and the finisher of each one of our faith, Father God. Now, God, let us go out there, Father God, and make faith, teach people to be faith walkers, faith believers, now, God. You said the just shall live by faith, Father God. And, God, I just thank you right now, God, that we won't waver our faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, but we'll continue to stand on your word. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So it is so. It is so, and it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you,
Dr. Newsom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Dr. Newsom, God bless you. Peace be with you. And, Father, we thank you tonight.
God bless you.
And we say, we walk by faith and not by sight. Until next time we see you on this side when Jesus comes back. God bless you. I love you. Peace.
Peace.
God bless. God bless everyone. God bless.